Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Welcome back, folks, here on another episode of the Believe in FCS Football Podcast. Sean, we're recording this time, by the way, so you know. This time, we are recording.
You want to lead in with a question or a statement and expect me not to respond, and then you start slowing down your count?
Yeah, I counted it. I counted in.
You counted, but then you stopped at two, and then you just hit the button, and now we had to have a new link.
I counted in, and I mean, it's not uncommon to say something to throw off whoever you're working with, but you decided to not pay attention and just, you know, fall for what I had set up.
I fell for it.
Weren't.
You did. You had to do more work. Good joke. You got mad at me for falling for it. How does that work? How do I fall for it and you're the one that's upset?
All right, that's a fair point, folks. This is another episode.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It's another episode of the Believe in FCS Football Podcast with two former University of Rhode Island football players. I'm Joe DeLeon, joined by Sean Anderson, my former teammate, former roommate at URI. Today, we're talking round two of the bracket, predicting some of these outcomes. Sean, how are we doing today on this fine Thursday?
I'm doing better, and it looks like your face is doing better, Joseph.
Oh, it's doing significantly better.
Let me get a quick turn. Let me get the full. Yeah, it looks better. Looks way better.
Yeah, there's still a little blood in the eye.
Okay, let me see without the glasses on the eye. Just lift it up. Oh, it's still a little swollen, but it's pretty better. Better.
It's just bruised up. It's cleaned up.
I advise everyone to go to the YouTube channel and look at the last. If you don't watch the videos, that's fine.
I mean, look at the comparison.
We know that we have a audio. It's a podcast, right? So you're obviously listening.
It's actually even now.
It's even.
It's not even. There's some video episodes. I don't want to say that necessarily because the audio is more consistent, the amount of people that tune in, but we've got a couple videos that have been like 1,000 in that range. So that's what I mean by on average, it's probably, you know, even.
Well, go back to the most recent one before this, and then Joe looked like a mess. He looked like he had just gotten in a hockey fight.
Yes,
I know he likes to say he played hockey. I don't believe it, but it looks like it looks like somebody actually took his goalie mask off and just started beating him up. Today it looks better, Joe. It looks way better. So I got to give you, I'm happy for you because I know you were very distraught. I had gotten the call. Hey, how do you know if like your cheek is broken? I'm like, what do you do? I'm like, well, Joe, I've never gotten my cheek broken. Also, I think unless you have reconstructive surgery, then the bone just kind of heals itself.
What I had said to you is I called you after to give you the rundown of what happened because I sent you a picture. And I had said, I wonder if I broke the cheek. But I was definitely worried. There's still blood in my eye, which is
listening to the show. Once he learned that you thought he was 12.
What?
He broke the cheek, the Tyler cheek.
Shut up.
He thought he was 12.
I'm done with your puns. No, but on Tuesday, right after we recorded, I went to
a bad joke.
I went to a nicer restaurant and I was dressed appropriately, but my face and the bandage on my face definitely was not.
Why wouldn't you stay in? Why wouldn't you stay in?
Because I already had a reservation. I wasn't going to.
Oh, you frustrate me.
I wanted to go to dinner.
To a restaurant?
I was definitely getting some looks.
On your face?
Yeah. There were a couple of people that were far more underdressed, though, which was
Joe, we've gone out to dinner together. We've eaten at places together all the time.
Never gone anywhere nice with you.
That's fine. But do you understand how we would look at people?
Yeah.
I put myself into it. I understand when I walk around, people think vagabond. You know, that's how it looks. Sweatshirt, sweatpants, hood over my head, ball cap also on. You know, I understand that's what's given off, and I don't care.
But I really wish you dressed. I really wish you
face.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh my God, I'm just going to sit at home and heal. I can't do this.
I'm too active for that, man. I'm too active for that.
You're too active.
Active's not the right word. Active's not the right word. I'm overly confident that I looked, because that was the thing. We had the conversation that I looked.
Now we're getting some honesty. Now we're getting some honesty.
I thought I looked better than I did, is basically the gist of how things were going on Tuesday.
Hey, you're not Patrice Bergeron, okay? You can't just go out to the club with a black eye and think, oh, chicks are gonna still dig me because I'm a big tough hockey player with long hair and do this and that. No. You're Joe DeLeon. And your face was battered. I cannot believe you went to a fancy restaurant with a bandage on your face.
I don't really care. Speaking of battered, let's talk about your bank account, Sean. Bet online.
Get me. Well, the sick SOB is back. And tonight, we're recording this on a Thursday, depending on when you listen. I took a little action on Thursday Night Football, Joe. And the sickness has to continue. I'm sticking in the NFC East. I took the Cowboys, and I'm going to be watching every minute of it. They're playing the Saints, and if you want to kind of sweat
Did you take a money line or to cover?
Took them minus 2.5. Teased it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know where you could do that at? If you're sitting here on a Thursday night after you're done listening to this babble, and you say, all right, I want some real entertainment, something that actually gives me some value aside from, that's not listening to the show. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile web. You know what? I'm going to start that again because I realize I've never once said the word desktop properly in my life.
Desktop.
I said desktop. The new desktop. Updated desktop or desktop. Mobile website to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. That's at Bet Online. From basketball, football, Thursday night football with your boy if you want to ride and get sweaty. NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, I can't wait to hear Joe stumble through his read. I'm all ready. So
if you're like Sean and you like to have some nice jewelry,
sure.
Sean's got
why not bounce back a thought about Thursday Night Football.
He's got a nice pair of earrings that he likes to wear when he goes out. He's also got some nice bracelets and stuff. If you're like that and you want some diamonds, you want some good drip, head to Lightbox. Say goodbye to dull gifts. Lightbox lab grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year, using cutting edge technology and innovative techniques. They've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush plink. God damn it, I almost had it.
Blush plink. That's the Price is Right.
Blush pink, beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off price, so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment.
I gotta ask you about your approach, and you can send that read, just clip it right there before I ask that. I need to know, do you read the entire script? Is it just you failing to read, or are you trying to interject your little thoughts and then you start reading again?
I interject.
I knew it. I knew it. I'm like, oh, he loses his place in the words.
I forget where I am. Well, I have the habit of doing it where I'll read through and then I'll just completely I'll be in total autopilot mode and I have no idea what I'm saying. So that's where blush plink came from.
Do you remember one of the lessons that Gresh taught us, where he was like, okay, you read the read, you see the slug line, what you need to see, and then you pick out two or three points that you read, and then you just go sequentially, and then you have a little thing in between, so you kind of rework the read.
I don't care to do that.
Okay. I'm trying to learn from our mentor.
Maybe when I'm getting paid more.
Okay.
Which I am. All right.
Oh. Yeah, listeners. Oh. I know that a lot of you have reached out about the video. Colin, I can't send that to you. It's I can't do that. I sent that to Ryan. And the photos, yes. I've sent that to a lot of people. If you want to know Joe's salary.
No, wait. That's not confirmed yet. Don't screw anything up. Seriously. That's not, we're talking off air. We're not.
Fine. Then do not DM me about this.
Do not inquire. All right. Bracket time. 10 minutes in, 9:30, new record. And we're going to talk about the bracket for 3 minutes on today's episode. We're on round two. We cut out some of the crappy teams, and now the big dogs get to play. At the top of the bracket, Sean, the first matchup we have two Texas schools. Incarnate Word's in Texas, right?
I don't know. Your boy goes there that you won't stop talking about.
Cameron Wadswad. Yeah. Cameron Wadswad is going to be facing off against Eric Schmidt and company, the Walk-On Radio Boys, which we are supporters of here, of course, at the Believe Podcast Network. That is going to be the first game that we have, 12 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. So, Sean, taking a look at this game, you know, based on what we know, based on the talent that we know that Incarnate Word has at the quarterback position, how do you feel about this, and who are you picking to win?
Yeah, I'm taking Sam Houston, but Incarnate Word's going to make it close. Also, way to put all your picks in, Joe. They're going to make it close. You didn't.
Oh, it's in San Antonio, by the way.
Yeah. Sam Houston has gotten a little bit of flack this year for wondering if they've faced a tough enough schedule. Yeah, there you go. They've faced a tough enough schedule, or if they're really playing, if they've ever really deserved the one seed all year, which I would say they have. They are one of the best teams in the nation, and they haven't lost. So why not get your one seed? There it is. It's there for you. But their criticism has been, how many other highly ranked teams have they played that are going to be in the playoffs, and then how basically battle hardened are there? Are they? I still see them as the one seed. I do. But this is the playoffs. Crazy things happen. I can see it being a one possession game late in the fourth quarter. I can see it because I think Incarnate Word's playing with momentum and then an offense that believes in themselves.
See, I'm a bit different here. So Stephen F. Austin, we praise them. They're a good football team, good enough to make the bracket, a quality opponent going off against another quality opponent in Incarnate Word last week. Now, that was a good, fun matchup, but I think that game was a little too close for my liking. I think if Incarnate Word wanted to really prove that they could match up with the Sam Houston team, they would have blown past Stephen F. Austin. And it's no knock on Stephen F. Austin. It's no knock on Incarnate Word. Again, it takes a lot to make it to the playoffs. But we have to remember how good the Sam Houston State team is. I can't look past the, you know, I know that they have a weaker schedule than some of these other top-ranked teams, but they're the number one seed for a reason. They are well-built across the board. They have a good offensive line. They have a really good defensive front. They are going to get after Cam Ward. They have so many guys on that defensive line that are just highly productive that it's difficult almost to pinpoint, who is that elite defensive player that's going to come after him, because they have so many different guys that can attack. So I see one of the most complete teams in the FCS going against a team that really all they have going for them is an elite quarterback. And in times like this, when it's just the quarterback who's carrying you, it's not really going to be enough. And I think that this is definitely going to be a Sam Houston win. I don't really see this being that close either.
Okay. If you think so, I think that big-time players that could get looks at the next level make statements in games like this, like Cameron Ward, and they're going to get this game competitive. I don't think Incarnate Word's going to win. I don't. But they will have it close, one score. Late in the fourth quarter might be a stretch. 8 minutes into the fourth quarter. How about that?
I strongly disagree with you. The next matchup we have, Montana State, eighth seeded Montana State, is facing off against UT Martin, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. Sean, thoughts on this one?
Is it listed as 1 p.m. Pacific, or is it just your formatting?
I think because my computer is in Pacific time, it is giving me Pacific time. So I don't feel like doing the conversion.
Why don't you just take three hours?
You folks can do the conversion on your own.
Was it 7 p.m.?
1 p.m. Pacific time. 4 p.m. So it's 4. Yeah. I've taken enough brain damage this week. I don't need to do any more math.
Well, here we go. Nice. What does that mean? Am I supposed to feel sorry for you because you bumped your noggin?
No.
I don't.
I didn't bump my noggin. I slammed my face into the ground. There's a difference.
Okay. I'm sure. Who's the comment? There was one comment on Twitter. I'll get to the guy. I swear. They said, oh, it looks like Sean took up his promise and flew to Los Angeles. I'm
like, well, I did see that.
I'm like, first of all, I'm sorry I'm not crediting. It actually gave me a good laugh. Who actually sent that tweet out, but it was I didn't go punch my broadcast partner in the face.
I wish I was creative enough and also not discombobulated at the time I posted the picture. I wish I was smart enough to say Sean found me. That would have caused a bit of a stir.
For Montana State UT Martin, I'm taking Montana State. You can't argue with that defense. You can't argue with the firepower that they have on offense. They're just really maybe one of the best well-rounded teams in the nation this year with the running attack. And then with Troy Anderson, linebacker, is hitting. He's a stud. And they are
smacking dudes.
A team that has veteran leadership, and they are a team that can win and knows how to win. They're a consistently winning team. It's not like to use this as an example, but if Rhode Island made it into the playoffs, I wouldn't be able to say they are a consistently winning blue chip FCS football team. That means that there is doubt. If you are a team that consistently wins, has a positive record, you understand how to win. And then when you're faced with adversity, then you can pull out of it better. That's what you can do. You don't go on a 4-game skid and now your whole FCS playoff picture is in disarray. No, Montana State knows how to win. They do. And that's enough. And they know how to win enough, and they've done so enough where I can take faith in them and stock in them to win this game and move on.
I think that them having the week off last week allows them to recuperate after the loss to Montana, which kind of derailed the momentum that they had. But I look at Afonso and I look at Troy Anderson, the two leaders on the offensive and defensive side of the football. They are going to be leaders in this game. And I look, UT Martin, again, these play-in teams for me, they have to really prove a lot in the previous week for me to buy in and say they're going to pull off an upset against the seed. They looked great against Missouri State, and Missouri State's a good team that we've seen the fights that they put up against some of these other seeded teams. But I can't pick UT Martin here. Montana State has been one of the most dominant teams of 2021 for a reason, for the efforts of Isaiah Fonzie, for the defensive impact from Troy Anderson. They have the guys. They have the studs. Those are two NFL quality guys, especially Anderson. So I'm not going to even think twice here. Give me Montana State.
I'm fine with that. And then one thing I'd note, somebody that's ranked is going to lose this week. Whether we predict it or not, someone's going to lose because...
And we predicted some of them. Or we are predicting some of them.
The break is not like an NFL player taking a break for a week on a bye, you know, because we know how college students are. We know how college athletes are. We understand that when you're in a really good cycle, you don't want to get out of that cycle. And if you're consistently having to play week after week, you stay in the cycle. You get a break. Yes. You're playing more video games. Maybe you're not eating as healthily. Maybe you go to a party or something like that, which if you're making a playoff push,
you're sleeping in and you're not focusing.
Yeah. So there's going to be a team that did that. And we don't know who it is. But that's something that we do have to be cautious about when it comes to this first week of games after a break. Well, some teams have a break.
So, Sean, the first we got two Friday games, interestingly enough, and I will be clearing my schedule so I can watch both of them. Villanova Holy Cross, that one is on Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Sean, let's keep this one really simple. Villanova is going to smack the crap out of Holy Cross. This is going to be a 40-pointer. I don't like the Patriot League. This is going to be a bloodbath. Stamp it. Just put the mark on it. 40 points, Covington, Daniel Smith combined for 5 to 6 touchdowns. It is going to be a massacre, because guess what? Holy Cross got set up with the easiest opening week matchup, getting to play another rinky-dink dipshit New England team, and they barely won it. And they're going up against a behemoth, one of the best teams in the CAA. Good luck, Holy Cross. You're going to be wishing you didn't have to play this Villanova team.
Okay, yeah, I'll take Villanova also. We'll keep this one quick. What am I going to do? I don't have the passion. I don't have the disdain for the NEC or the Patriot League. What do I care?
I don't know why I hate them so much, but I do.
Why? Why would you?
Well, okay, I am more tilted because, again, I don't get why they played each other. They shouldn't have played each other in week one.
You got to get over that. You got to get over it.
I refuse to. I'm going to talk about this until next season. Oh. I'm going to bring it up on every episode until next season. I can.
Why? What does that?
Because
benefit?
It's stupid. Two years ago, they played Monmouth. And that was a great matchup because Monmouth was needed to, you know, a little more juice to prove themselves. And they used it as a way of building momentum into playing JMU. And it was a close game at first, but then Monmouth ended up pulling away. That is the type of game that you should be seeing. But instead, you get these two slappy rinky-dink teams. And Sacred Heart played somebody in the first round the previous year, and I think they actually might have won. But still, I don't like it.
Real rinky-dink.
I don't know. Whatever. Next game. This matchup's going to be fun, Sean. On Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, Sac State versus South Dakota State. What are your thoughts, Sean?
I just, having Isaiah Davis back is the game changer for me. And I said it on the recap show earlier in the week. He's the guy that makes the difference for South Dakota State. Pierre Strong Jr., fantastic running back. Chris Aldokun, awesome. Offensive line, very good. Linebackers fly around. Defensive backfield's pretty scrappy. Having that two-headed monster, I mean, this is Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb in the backfield. It's not like you're big guy, little guy. You know, it's not that. You're not running with Mike Elstott, work done. It's two running backs that can break it any time that they want, but can also run inside the tackles. Who can stop that? You know how you stop that? You put eight in the box. And if you put eight in the box, especially in college football, this isn't the NFL where you got the NFL corners that can play some real man-to-man. This is college football. Mm-hmm. Man-to-man is super hard, incredibly hard. And defensive backs don't really get good at man-to-man until their senior year, if that. So with that, you either commit to put on and then you get burned on the outside all game, or you do your best to bottle them up in a 4-3-3-4, maybe five down front. South Dakota State has, with Isaiah Davis, every team that they face in a chokehold. They do. And the only way that they don't is if just barring injury, really. Just barring injury.
Yeah, I said a lot of the same things that we both said the same things on the recap show that are just going to get repeated right now. South Dakota State has to be the most underrated non-seeded team. They're still elite, and perfect timing for them to get Isaiah Davis back for the playoffs. They timed it properly. They didn't rush him back. They would be seeded if it wasn't for the most nonsensical play in the FCS season, and if not the college football season with that Hail Mary against South Dakota. I know that South Dakota is a surging team and they've been underrated and they've been under talked about, and here they are, they're the four seed, but they caught literally the worst matchup in their first game of the playoff bracket. Not to mention that, you know, we're talking about complete teams with Sam Houston. This is one of the few very, very complete teams. They are good defensively. They play the run very well. If you're not on top of things throwing the football and you're not in a rhythm, it is going to be very, very hard to play against this attacking defensive line. But Isaiah Davis and Pierre Strong Jr., I've said this the whole season when they were both healthy, if one of them gets slowed down, the other one will rip off. It's what we saw in the national championship game. And once one of them rips off, it opens up things for the other. They play really well off each other.
They're dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. Sean, on the other side of the bracket, we've got North Dakota State, Southern Illinois. That's two-seeded North Dakota State. They're playing Saturday, 12:30 Pacific time, 3:30 Eastern time. Sean, thoughts on this one?
Southern Illinois is so Jekyll and Hyde, and they started off so hot. You're like, wow, this team is explosive. They're dynamic. And then they face some real competition in the back half of their season, somewhat like Missouri State, where earlier in the year we're like, these teams are going to run the table. North Dakota State, who? And then now I'm sitting here like, oh, North Dakota State's still North Dakota State. You know, they've taken some bumps this year, but they haven't taken a step back from earlier expectations like Southern Illinois has for me. Illinois, nice broadcasting, you dope. true broadcasters would just power through. If I say Illinois, that's something that I can't power through.
Well, we're not true broadcasters. We're idiots with microphones.
Look, I'm taking consistency. I'm taking North Dakota State, who has been... What are you making faces for?
I don't know.
Forget you were in video?
I made a face and then I tried to play it off. I was like, why am I making this face? And then I tried
And then I'm like, what is this? I literally could not. Why would you do that?
Two idiots with microphones.
I'm confused.
I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, you are I zoned a boob.
Out. It's the end of my work day, man. I zoned out. Just
I've never seen you make that face. North Dakota State. North Dakota State wins. Southern Illinois is just not, they're not stable enough for me.
Yeah, North Dakota State's really tricky because I'm still not bought in on Cam Miller. I was very disappointed watching him live. And now that I think about it, I might flip.
Flip?
You know what? I'm going to flip. Calling an upset. I'm calling an upset here.
Go ahead.
I think that North Dakota State has benefited from some strong matchups, and SIU does not necessarily have this high-profile, potent offense that's going to put up a ton of points. And like Nick Baker gets the job done. But the deal is here with...
I don't think Nick Baker gets the job done, by the way.
He doesn't. But like I'm saying that like he's a decent FCS starting quarterback.
Fine. Yeah, okay.
Hate that he doesn't tuck his jersey in.
Nothing works.
We saw how much Cam Miller struggled going against a good defense with South Dakota State. And I think Southern Illinois has that good of a defense that they can cause some problems for Cam Miller and this Bison team. If Cam Miller gets into a rhythm, it's going to be the Bison. But if they rattle him early and they cause some disruption that leads to some mistakes, this Saluki pick for me, I think, is gonna come through.
Okay, I'm glad you're flipping. All right, can we get on to the fun
game? Oh, great. All right, well, so I went on my rant. Here comes Sean's rant. 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's a tough trend. Tough conversion there on Saturday. Eastern Tennessee State, 7th Eastern Tennessee State is facing off against Kennesaw. Jonathan, go ahead.
Bring on the chaos. And I can't make it super long, this rant, but it's chaos time, and it's going to be close because Eastern Tennessee State, not a bad team. They're ranked for a reason. They get wins. They get good quality wins. But again, when's the last time they played a triple option team? When's the last time? Because all your focus has been on teams that run conventional offenses. Maybe you get some tricks here or there. You got to always focus on the RPO. But a triple option team in the playoffs and a team that can execute it effectively, again, not going to win the national championship. They're not going to. But they're going to create enough chaos to have Eastern Tennessee State disoriented. Eastern Tennessee State, they're either going to come out and they're going to have like a 3-and-out on their first drive and be like, yeah, we got this locked down. But that's not how triple option teams work, because eventually you start losing your focus and then you start losing your legs and then you're tired of getting hit and you're tired of getting hit and hit and hit and you're tired of, when are they going to throw the ball? When are they going to throw? I just want to rush the passer. Too bad. Too bad. Keep on taking on two blockers defensive end. What are you going to do? What can you do about it? You either take on the two blockers or you give up an 80-yard touchdown. So Kennesaw State, what they need to do is meticulously stay to their game plan. They're going to say adjust. They're going to
matriculate the ball down the field.
That's what they're going to need to do. They need to just stick with it because another team will get confused.
I've always thought that Eastern Tennessee State overrated is going to be a very aggressive word for this, but I think overvalued is the better way to phrase them.
Okay.
This is a good football team, but I feel as though that we've rode the Vanderbilt upset very, very far up until the end of the season. A lot of their wins are against decent teams, and their one loss comes against Chattanooga. And as much as I'd love to really buy into the Quay Holmes hype and all that, I don't think that they're equipped to go against this Kennesaw team. And you talked about how Kennesaw has the chaos factor to it because they run an option-based offense. That, to me, I think is enough for them to get this victory here. The following round, they're probably not going to win, and their path is going to be decimated. But I think Kennesaw has the juice this round to pull off one of the upsets.
I'm so excited for this game. I just am. I know it's just running the ball. You're like, oh, nothing. But it's so exciting to see the frustration of a defensive coordinator.
All right, we've got two more left here, Sean. We've got the rematch of the wild game that happened early on in the season. Montana versus Eastern Washington, sixth seeded Montana. That is on Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Sean, your thoughts?
I kind of gave some of my thoughts on, I think, what did we do, Monday earlier this week? Look, Eastern Washington is a team that can put up 40 a game. And if they can do that, it's hard for me to stray away from that. It's really hard for me to, because you don't know exactly when they're going to do it, but you know they can do it. And I know Montana, good defense. I know Montana beat Montana State. I get it. I understand. Did they? Yeah, they did, right?
Yes, they did.
Yes, yeah, of course they did. Nice. I shouldn't be questioning myself. I understand that. But they were so flat the first half of the year. They were so flat that you're like, oh, is this just Montana getting hot? Which is not a bad thing. Rather be lucky than good, right?
Yeah.
But
well, that is was it just pitched. Go ahead.
Did you hear one of my roommates?
No. I just responded, yeah, but my voice cracked. So I went, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of my roommates was singing in a high pitched voice behind me. So I didn't
know if that came through.
Look, I don't know if Montana's just getting hot or not. If they are, then that's fine. It's good for them. But Eastern Washington is a team that could put up enough points to beat anybody. And I have to stick with that. Even when they were playing a tough, staunch defenses, good luck. They'll still score enough to beat you.
So that logic to me doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
Sean.
Here we go. Go ahead.
One thing that they say when you get into these rematch situations often is the edge is always in favor of the team who lost, because they have time to reevaluate and then attack whatever weaknesses were exposed and then play to whatever strengths were available. This is an opportunity for Montana to take advantage and get some revenge. But the other thing, you're talking about momentum here. Look at both these teams right now. When they played the first time, they were both good teams, but Iwu had all of the momentum, and that's a big reason why they won. Now that the script is flipped, Eastern Washington is stumbling a bit. They are not the same prolific 500 passing yard team. They lost their offensive coordinator.
But they could be.
They could be. They're on the decline, a gradual decline, not like a complete fall off, a gradual decline. Dude, they scored 19. But here's the thing, is they had that stretch of winning streak. They had an FBS win, and then they got a couple losses. The second half of the season was not as generous as the first half. And I'm not saying it's a complete fall off, but Eastern Washington has been gradually declining over the second part of the season because they've been dealing with some stuff. Montana, on the other hand, has since recovered from that Eastern Washington loss to a point where they were able to beat Montana State, which was one of the best teams in the country, to a point where they've had multiple dominant wins since then. And I know that they have struggled in some close games with some teams that they probably should have blown out, like Southern Utah. But this is a perfectly set opportunity for Montana to get revenge based on all of that.
I see it as a perfectly set opportunity for Eastern Washington to say, okay, this is how we beat them the first time. They're going to key in on these specific points. Big yawn from Joe there. Massive yawn.
I know that
we're about to be wrapping up soon here.
It's nap time. It's 2:30 and it's nap time.
It's 5:20 here at work, so we're going to go quick on the seal of JMU. But look, it's going to be they have enough time to make enough changes to come out differently. They can show different looks now because Montana State doesn't know. They know how they beat them the first time. They can beat them differently the second time, but still incorporate the same winning ways.
Sean, last matchup we have James Madison. Don't giggle at me. Shut up. James Madison, Southeastern Louisiana, on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Sean, thoughts?
I'm taking the buzzsaw that is Southeastern Louisiana. You know why? JMU is an old team. They're an older team. A lot of fourth year guys. They just got a week's break. That you think that they, do you remember our senior year?
Yes, I do.
You remember a little bit, like kind of looking forward to that break.
Yeah, but we weren't a playoff team.
Kind of getting a nice little taste here. Look, all I'm saying is, I think that R&R that the JMU guys have had, it's going to hurt them a little bit. I think it will. And I also understand I don't think they've faced a quarterback like Cole Kelly so far this year.
Daniel Smith?
No, not even close.
Really?
Oh, really? Yes, really.
Really?
Go ahead. You ask your boy Ryan, who Daniel Smith and Cole Kelly. How close are they? Go ahead. You ask him.
I don't.
What would he say? What would he say?
I don't think he would say it's that far off.
Oh, I bet he would.
I'm gonna pull
did
up.
Did Daniel Smith come on the show?
Daniel Smith did not come on the show.
Oh, why not? Is he not an NFL draft prospect?
Dot 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 dot.
Oh yeah, Cole Kelly's gonna torch this defense. He's gonna torch him.
Jamie,
the only way that Cole Kelly doesn't is if the JMU defensive line starts getting to his body quickly, which they could. And I'll give you that caveat right now because I know you're taking JMU. I'll give it to you right now. JMU's defense, far superior. JMU's defense is probably equivalent to as good as Southeastern Louisiana's offense, but they don't have a playmaker as good as Cole Kelly. So if they can get to him and rattle him, I'll give it to you. But if they can't, Cole Kelly's going to carve him up.
Similar to the argument I had for Incarnate Word, I think that the remaining position group separate from the quarterback position for Southeastern Louisiana is not like terrible, but it's weaker compared to a team like James Madison. Defensively, I don't think they're equipped to match up in this game. I know that JMU is not a high-powered offense like CLAS, but they are going up against a pretty porous defense that has given up a lot of points in some of these matchups. I have to pick James Madison because they're the more veteran team. They've been here before. They've been in these positions before. And as much as I love Cole Kelly, I do believe that defensive line is going to be coming for Kelly's head. Mike Green and company are going to have a good game.
They're legit. I'll give them that. They're legit. But are they too legit to quit?
Shut the hell up. All right. That's going to be it from us, folks. Sean, anything?
No.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.